Yo, guys, I wanted to touch base a little bit on something that's going on. We haven't had a podcast in a while for Fizzy's Growth, so want to touch base. Owen and I have been kind of indisposed, crazy busy with work and whatnot and schedule. So what we're doing is working, so that's good, but it also has led to podcasting woes. So here's a new topic that I just want to touch that keeps coming up more recently is pricing and how do you price? So whether you're looking to do different pricing on your websites, whether you're a cash-based practice looking to do pricing and figure out the pricing game, or if you are a insurance model and tinkering with some of that stuff, there are all sorts of different ways to look at it. I think the best and easiest thing to talk about is like all the concierge services out there, like Owen's business or some of the other businesses that we coach that are cash-based practices. You know, like myself, we also have some cash-based stuff too and involved in. So I think what's important to understand about pricing and people saying when to increase prices, well, I see so-and-so and this person's price and I'm working with this demographic. I think the most important thing to realize about pricing is you can look at your competition and just sort of see where you are. And I think that's a good place to start. However, the thing that should really dictate your process when it comes to pricing is how busy you are. If your pricing is really high and you're not that busy, what you need to evaluate is, am I too high? Right? If my pricing is at a point where, you know, let's use a round number. Say it's at $200, $225 a session for physical therapy. Well, the reality of what's happening is every time that you raise your prices, you're competing with an insurance-based practice. So just by being a cash-based practice, the issue that you're having is that basically you are not actually competing with other cash-based practices. Who you're competing with is you're competing with other you know, you're competing with other practices like myself who have insurance-based. So for someone to come to my practice, it might be free. So if you're $100, $125, 150, you know, 175, and I'm using those benchmarks very specifically because that's how we compartmentalize the way that we make prices. If you look at Amazon, Amazon is a great example of this. You know, sending stuff for free, having the cheapest items that you can buy off their website. Like if I go to another small business, that's why Amazon's putting companies like Borders out of business, right? Because essentially to go and get any product I want, it's cheaper to go do that than it was to go to Borders. And then Borders just suffered because it was easier to get there, it was cheaper to get there, and it had the convenience of going into my house in 2 days. Like I don't need to worry about going to Borders and picking up something right now unless I desperately needed something. So I think it's really important to understand when we think about pricing, the most important part about pricing is understanding how busy you are. If I'm increasing my price, I'm in theory going to make myself less busy. And that's okay if that's my goal, right? So if I have a limitation of, say, 20 clients a week or 30 clients a week, whatever, and I'm at 30 clients with a waiting list, well, the idea would be I should increase my prices because, in essence, I'm probably going to lose, at the worst case scenario, 30% of my clients. But if I lose 30% of my clients and I'm at 30 clients and I lose 10 clients or 10 patient visits, but I can fill back in, you know, another four, five, six people, well, I'm going to be fine. In fact, I'm going to make more money if you start doing the math on it. And that's the way you raise the prices and how you raise it. You raise it to the point where if you lost 30% of your business, would you still make more money? And if the answer is yes, that's perfect. That's how you know you're doing the right thing. But I think what I think I see a lot of people doing is they're going, well, I'm looking at my peers and this is where their prices are, so I should raise my prices. Well, in theory, your peers earned that. They earned that rate increase. So not everybody's going to be $275 an hour. I mean, that's why certain restaurants, right, are more expensive than others. And that's why you see restaurants going out of business all the time, because ultimately some are going to be more expensive, but the food's not as good. Whereas there's going to be some restaurants where the food's phenomenal and it's affordable. Well, guess what? Now I'm going to regularly go there. So don't underestimate the importance of providing value. And then ultimately, what you're providing, the market will dictate the price to you of what you should be. So I think that's important. So again, like there's analogies out the butt about this, right? So if you think about something like the stock market, not all stocks are the highest stocks. They can't be. But that doesn't mean that companies aren't great values. And it doesn't mean that companies aren't successful in making more money. So just because you might not be charging as much as somebody down the street, you know, doesn't mean that you're an unsuccessful business. And at the same time, by the way, you might be looking at your peers who are charging more money. They might be struggling. They might be charging too much. They might not be getting enough people. So I think we live in this society now, particularly with social media, where what we're constantly looking at and what we're talking about with other people, what we're seeing is what people are spending. And there's a perception versus reality problem here. I can tell you, as a person who has grown a business year over year over year and constantly grown, I've actually gotten less expensive than I have gotten more expensive. And I think the people who think more long term about their pricing and more specifically about how to add more value so that they get busier, those are the people that are going to make more money and build really great sustainable businesses long term. And I'll give you an example of what we did in our group the other day. So we have a client who he actually has about 10 regular clients. And he said to me, we were talking about artificial intelligence because I think this is where artificial intelligence is going to be super helpful. And so he was talking about how he wanted to raise his prices because he was looking at other people that have, editing experience like him, but are using artificial intelligence. And he thought that cheapened the product, right? That's what he thought. So what we talked to him about was, well, if you look at the actual product as a whole, right? When you actually raise your prices, if you're using AI or need to rely on AI, now you're in the same boat. You've now raised your prices and you're in quote unquote in your terms cheapening your prices. So what I told him to do, and now he's seen a big difference, to go learn the AI software, learn what's going on, see if it's something that's really valuable, and if it's something that you think will help you in aspects that we've talked about on this podcast, whether it's increasing speed or increasing any of those other things, like the ability to edit more videos or do other things in content, whatever, that investment might be worth it. And so ultimately, if that allows you to provide more value to clients, fantastic. And then that should help you attract more clients. Since he said, well, I'm at 10 clients right now and I need 20, then I'm totally full. Well, cool. That doesn't mean raise your prices. That means raise your value. Because if you raise your value, and now ultimately, now if he gets more and more clients where he's busting at the seams, now he can raise his prices and he can hire somebody. That's the difference. So I think people find is a bottleneck and a constraint is ultimately what happens is they will say, let me raise my price to 10 clients. They'll lose three other clients. They'll be at seven clients. And now they're saying, wow, I'm not making more money and I'm struggling to find more clients to get to that 20. And that's a problem. So you want to reverse engineer that. Think long term, not short term. Because in the short term, why are you saying I need to make more money? The way you need to make more money is by getting busier. By doing more work, getting more people in the door. It's don't get distracted. You're already building momentum. So if you're building momentum, that's a really good thing to do as well. And so I think many cash physical therapists need to think about this long term because I'm seeing a lot of people struggle with scale. And if you're struggling with scaling, it's because you're not building the right infrastructure. And there's nothing worse than if you're three PTs in or you got a bunch of other people working for you and you don't have enough inbound. Because now what ends up happening, you have to start letting physical therapists go. And that's why you're seeing big companies like ATI. That's why you're seeing big companies like the Select PTs that are showing, tighter profit margins, difficulty growing. Because what's happening is they're trying to grow with hiring more people. They're losing customers. And now they can't, the constant battle that we're all having in business is, can I get enough customers and can I supply enough PTs to fulfill them? So if you build the machine, the referral machine that keeps on giving, that keeps sending people in the door, you're never going to have a real true issue. So to recap, when we're talking about pricing, yes, price yourself accordingly, right? Based on your area. But I would suggest for any cash physical therapist, if you're doing an hour session, it should be about 150 bucks or 100 bucks even, 100 to $150. I personally believe that people are charging, 200, 250. Again, I know what I charge for other cash-based services. Like we charge far more than that. Like it's not a big deal. But again, we're busting at the seams of places. When it comes to our insurance-based stuff, again, if someone came to me for a 40-minute session, it could be free for them. It could be 10 bucks. So ultimately, if you're saying, hey, I, want to charge $200, $250 per session per hour, that means you have to get clients that will pay you that. It's that simple. So if you don't have people to leverage one another against, you have no ability to increase your price other than the time that I have. And that's the worst debate that I think the cash physical therapists do is they go, well, I'm going to spend more time with you. All right. Well, if you're bad, no one wants to pay. Like, I don't want to spend more time at a bad restaurant. That's not what I need. I need somebody who's really amazing and good at getting me better or showing me more things like from a fitness perspective or giving a different viewpoint. So think more specifically on the value you can provide. Make sure that you're getting yourself busy. Work on the efficiencies within your business and then raise your prices. That might be one of the best things I've told anybody. Even if you work with a population like golfers that are paying $200,000, $250,000 for a golf, membership. I get it. They're rich, but the value for them is that they get the tee times they want. They get access to the course whenever they want. They have an elite status with friends and networking. You're not providing any of those things as a physical therapist. You're providing a better way to keep them healthy on the course. So to me, what you're looking to do is keep yourself at a price point where you're reasonable, not cheap. Don't be cheap. Be reasonable so that really good golfer refers all of his buddies, and now you are slammed. You're the guy that that they need. And then what you do is over a little bit of time, you then slowly raise your prices. And again, you can even raise them aggressively if you need to like cut back on people, but you can be much safer with price raises when you're busting at the seams with clients. So that to me is the big advice for the day. I hope this helped, guys. Again, if anybody ever is ever interested in one-on-one mentorship and any type of help, again, this is why we started our school group of Physio Growth. Happy to help you, and happy holidays for those of you. I'm not sure if this will get out before the holidays, but I hope you had a wonderful holiday, or happy holidays if you get out beforehand. See you guys.